What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Well, we have been talking about it all morning, but thank you. There's no possible way to thank you enough for making this the 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, the most successful ever in 23 years by a large margin. Heading into this one, the 23rd Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, the highest amount ever donated was in 2008, $4.9 million. And seems like last count last night, you had blown that total out of the water. It is at least $5,742,393 that you gave this year. And it's extraordinary, especially Courtney, in this economy.
Exactly.
That you guys gave that much. So we thank every single person who gave, whether it was a large amount of money like Rob Hale or BJ's or Sean Flaherty from Catches or our guy Ernie Bach, or it was a small amount of money, 5, 10, 25, all adds up, all goes to the same place, and it's truly incredible. I was going to say in Kennable because I'll try to get Ken in here before the end of the show to give us the final total because they've been tallying this morning as well. So.
A highlight for me yesterday in the lighter element of it was when you asked Razor his donation right after Ernie gave $50,000.
It was so well done. It was so well done.
Perfect. The hair on Razor's head, I was dying. But the other is I neglected to mention Ernie does great things for Jimmy Fund patients that get no attention. He
yes.
just does it out of the goodness of his heart. Earlier this year, there was twin girls, I believe, went to visit his salon because one of them, one of the patients in the Jimmy Fund expressed to Lisa Sherber her love of really nice cars.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be like an hour, and they were there for several enjoying it, and Ernie never asked for anything. We asked him to do it, and it was immediate yes, just let's work on a date, and they got it done.
Yeah. There are so many incredibly generous people,
yep.
and we are lucky to have them all around us. So that is extraordinary. Let's open up the window world of Boston weather window one more time for Chris Curtis. It was cold this morning, like 60 when I left the shack in the Seaport, Curtis. Have we warmed up at all?
We got some showers right now.
Okay.
It feels like 62 degrees in Boston. So, you know, not a great day out there. Going to be gross most of the day, especially this evening. The commute tonight, it's not going to be fun. Tomorrow, the rain stops. It's going to be partly cloudy with an afternoon high just under 70 degrees. And this weekend looks gorgeous, low to mid 80s.
Okay. You can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go see them. Go to windowworldofboston.com or go to any of their four local showrooms and tell them that you listen to this show. Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you have to call Coleman.
It's electric!
I got a fever, and the only prescription is more Hill Notes.
Yeah, well, we missed them yesterday because we were busy, obviously raising money. I missed them last week because I was on vacation. So let's go, Sean. Let's see what we got out there today.
Only listener, but when Courtney mentioned the arch, I got over to YouTube as quick as possible. So if you need to jack up those numbers, just keep putting on those flip-flops, Courtney. Thank you, guys.
I do have a very a high arch in my foot.
I see.
Do the guys like the high arch?
Is that
what the foot people like, those who have the fetish?
I checked in on my Wiki Feet 2 days ago, and I'm at a 4.77 out of 5, which is good. I would like to go up.
Yeah. I didn't realize it because I missed it somehow because we were doing the show, but somebody had come at you about your feet on social medias?
Feet and age spots. I have freckles. I've had them since I was born, so okay. I don't know if you consider those age spots. But yes, said no thanks. Terrible feet and age spots.
Wow. I see.
Yeah.
And then you shared a picture of the man on his boat or on somebody's boat.
Yeah. Definitely not his. Definitely not his.
Isn't probably. The feet, it's all about the pedicure, right?
Yeah, but nailed also it. Like the like if you have a good arch, if you're into someone with arches, you know, the size of the foot.
I hate to be judgmental, but I don't know if I could be really good friends with someone who had a foot fetish. That just would be so creepy to me. Like you're out at a restaurant and your buddy's like, look at those feet. Yeah. Like, what does that mean?
So of all the fetishes, that is the most distasteful.
I mean, of all the popularized fetishes, thinking that someone is attracted to something that's on their foot is despicable.
Which is weird, Curtis, because that's like the number one fetish is the foot fetish.
Like, I bet you have a lot of friends that have foot fetishes.
Well, I don't have
I bet you do.
That is like the...
What is it, like 1 in 5 or something?
I bet more.
Yeah. That's like the front runner. Huh. Yeah, it is. And when you think of the...
So out of my friend group, you know, the fellas...
Yep.
One of them you think has a foot fetish.
I'm with Courtney. At least one.
Which one do you think it is?
I would go with Glash.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Zero hesitation.
Glash and Steve.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Steve.
Nothing against them.
Oh, no.
I'm not shaming anybody for their fetish. Those are the two that jumped in my mind.
You think Karp has a foot fetish?
I could
see
that.
We don't know about it.
Well, so they're friends with Greg because he wears flip-flops?
Right.
No, just female feet, though.
Yes. Sorry,
Wiggy, what's more cap? Shine pretending that he didn't know Boar's Head was a deli meat brand? Or Coco claiming she didn't know how much money Santo made?
I would like to clarify. It's not that I didn't know. I was just curious if it was that exact Boar's Head. That's why.
Is there another Boar's Head?
No, I wasn't sure. That's why I wanted to. I just wanted to clarify. That's all. I'm very familiar with Boar's Head, the cold cuts. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you said you like the buffalo chicken one.
Sure do. Which my mother used to only buy Boar's Head, like when I was a kid.
I don't know people who I don't know a lot of people who buy chicken as a cold cut. Like to me, cold cuts are turkey, roast beef. You know, the
ham, salami,
the salami, the mortadellas.
But you like to mix it up, Greg. You want to get a little frisky with your sandwiches.
Yeah, no.
I tell you, I don't know what I like more about the Jimmy Fun-telethon. The amazing amount of money you guys raise, the ridiculous amount of positivity you guys create around this awful subject, or Coco's legs. Oh my God, Coco, you are one fit girl.
Thank you so much. Solid core classes, really, doing it.
Yeah.
They don't want to let Kraft in because every 5 years since he's on the team, there's a debacle. It's Parcells handling. It's Spygate, Deflategate, and then they got caught taping again against like the Bengals or whatever that was. They do not. Now he's trying to bribe everybody, that the voters, with books. They don't care. They don't want him at this point.
Curtis's lead this morning, he's watching the Dallas Cowboys documentary. Is that on Netflix?
Yep.
And if Jerry Jones is in, he is suggesting that Robert Kraft ought to be a shoe-in.
Interesting note I neglected to mention as well was that we all know the Cowboys as America's team. That goes up the tuchus of a lot of other fans. The reason they rebranded it without Dallas was because following the assassination of JFK, Dallas was like a pariah city in the United States, because so many people were enraged that they allowed that to happen, that they became not just the Cowboys, but they were America's team.
Okay.
So you removed Dallas.
What year did he buy the Cowboys?
89.
1989.
For $300 million.
So you think of that.
And so 25 years after the assassination.
Correct.
That still existed?
In the 70s. And it didn't have to do with Jerry Jones. Okay. But when the Cowboys
So they were America's team before he bought.
Yes.
Yeah. And you think he bought them in 89, and Kraft bought the Patriots in what, 94, was it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was early 90s.
Early 90s? Okay. Yeah. So just a couple years after Jerry Jones bought the Dallas Cowboys. But the fact that Robert Kraft is not in the Hall of Fame, and the owners that are in are like Dan Rooney, Ralph Wilson, who owned the Buffalo Bills, Eddie DeBarlow, the 49ers, Pat Bowlen, the Denver Broncos. You're talking about a guy who's owned the franchise for, I don't know, 25 plus years, however the number has been, and has turned that franchise into probably one of the most recognizable sports franchises.
Definitely one of.
In the world.
Probable. One of the most successful.
Yes, in the world.
In the NFL ever. Maybe the most successful in the NFL ever. And I would, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous that he's not.
It's mad. And I would say the most successful franchise in the NFL because of the number of Super Bowls that they have, and then the fact that the way they did it, and then the Brady, you factored that into the greatest quarterback and arguably the greatest coach in the game, both under his watch.
Yep. And I will say this, as a lifelong Democrat, his son ought to be the next mayor of the city of Boston. I'll tell you that. He was great on this show yesterday.
Awesome.
You do kind of push your leftist views on everybody
I
on
do.
This show.
I try to.
And I would appreciate
I try
if you.
To remain impartial, but occasionally the Democrat in me comes out.
Right.
And the Red Sox epic collapse once again has begun. Time to blow it and miss the playoffs again. Alex Cora blows. Craig Breslow blows. Sam Kennedy blows. John Henry blows.
Yeah. I mean, it's a three-game skid, so I'm not going to full panic yet. Panic forward, I guess. We'll see how they do this weekend. This is a big one.
There was the most commotion inside Fenway Park in years when Josh Kraft arrived for some reason. It was very important to all the employees to see what was going on. It's almost like they have a bunch of real estate deals with the current mayor at a very low price.
There was a lot of interest. Yeah. A lot of people watching that interview.
Right.
Interesting.
It's interesting that those same people own a newspaper that's covering the election. Gosh. Feels like fascism.
Jackson here, and this segment should be brought to you by the lovely folks down at BJ's Wholesale Club. Their generosity is only rivaled by their deals on bulk shopping. Fantastic ones at that. You can find everything down at BJ's, from housewares to electronics to vegetables. Going right down to the onions with BJ's. Or, and I love BJ's. I can enjoy BJ's all day, every day, and any time of day. And I'd like to look through their locations to see if I could find some BJ's down by the beach. Right, Wiggy? You know what? My favorite part is your free samples. So come on down and give them a taste. Big or small, come taste them all with BJ's.
Okay. If you're wondering, Jackson and the missus apparently have yet to find a place to live.
Oh.
So I know that was a lead while I was gone, and we caught up on that this morning, Jack and I, and rents are through the roof. So, well, I guess we'll follow that struggle and see if they find a place to live.
We are actually looking for somebody to take over our lease.
Why?
We are moving.
Are you becoming homeowners?
We are.
Really?
Moving on up.
To
the east side.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm joining good old Scheim.
Oh, you're moving alone?
No.
You going to Leominster or Fitchburg?
Nope. I'm not going to give the town. I don't think. Yet.
What?
Not yet?
No, I want to meet people before.
You don't want to get ridiculed?
Is it a leafy suburb of the city? I mean, how long of a commute are you
A shorter commute for me to come here than it is to Southie.
Oh. It's I didn't know that Raleigh was closer than Southie.
15 minutes to South Boston, so I don't feel like I'm too removed.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like the last one standing in Southie.
Wow, I'm just getting an image of Santo out there on the deck working the Weber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
While you're inside making some kind of a summer squash pasta salad or something like that.
We're going to be big grill people.
Life is really going to be changing for you two kids. We've watched you grow up before our eyes.
Yeah. It's been a big month for that. Yeah. But yeah, out while we were on Nantucket.
What town again?
We're not saying it yet.
Oh.
Can we play a game and guess?
I get made fun of enough on the show. I don't want to, you know.
Why?
Probably going to be working the Sonos while you're out there on the deck.
Definitely. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What if there's pickleball near the deck? Mm.
Yeah, if anybody knows any painters or wallpaper people, I'm really looking for help there.
And wow.
you're about to be house poor.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, no. We made sure that we found a place.
Trips. You can't be darting off on a trip left and right anymore.
2026, no trips.
Yeah. No trips at
no
all.
Trips, no.
Okay, we're recording. That is a whopper.
We are locking it down, Curtis. We can't. Yeah.
Yeah,
no flex days.
No. I mean, maybe a flex day or two, but but Santo said to me, you know, we need to make sure that we are we're being responsible.
We know what that means. High price zip code.
Yeah. Wiggy, if I were you, I'd get it back into a wager about the no trips in 2026. Yeah.
I mean, that means she's in a pricey zip code. We got to save that money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There you go.
Yep.
Greg, can a housewarming gift also count as the wedding gift?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Okay. I think Greg should find me the wallpaper person. That's really what I'm looking for, a person that can do wallpaper. And
wallpaper, yeah.
Wallpaper.
Yes.
This is 1975.
Okay. Here's a guy who knows, apparently knows interior design.
They have some good wallpaper down there.
I love wallpaper.
I cannot wait for Wiggy to just crap all over the house decor.
The guy with the attach-on bidet that he got at Home Depot is telling people about interior design.
Yeah, Greg, that $25 bidet will change your life.
Will change your life. Because the regular bidet will cost you $10,000.
Damn right.
Yeah. But no, the wallpaper is big nowadays.
Does the town start with a W? Is it one of the W's?
It's not a W.
Those are expensive. Right. No, it's not a W. Okay.
Right.
But a leafy suburb.
It is a leafy
within
suburb.
Within 15 minutes. Mm.
Yeah, less than that,
less
I would say.
That. Was really?
It one of the top five
I don't remember that list.
Things we just did list? Remember that?
I don't remember that one.
Beverly was number one?
Wow. Yep, it's not Beverly, no.
Oh. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeepers.
Yeah, it was very...
No trips. How are you two going to make that?
We're going to make it.
What are you going to do on Instagram? It'll all be DIY stuff.
Yeah, yeah, Reno stuff. We don't really have to do many renovations, but it was funny. Dan, who was the agent that was representing the house, we had gone and seen it.
Whoa.
What? I'm not giving anything.
Somebody around here, one of your good friends on the show, has a wife who was a real estate agent.
This person was representing the house.
I would have used Mrs. Wiggins.
This wasn't who we used.
If it were me, I would have.
This wasn't who we used.
I mean, no offense.
Hey, you know, none taken here. Wow. I know how she'll feel, though. I know how she'll
Mrs.
feel.
Mrs. Wiggins is probably.
We went to
upset.
A house and this man was there. We didn't use him. It was the guy representing the house.
So you didn't have a realtor.
We did.
Oh. That's cap.
But Dan, we met, talked, and then this.
What is your issue with Mrs. Wiggins?
Yeah. Nothing.
Sounds
nothing.
Like you got one.
You don't think
zero.
She's qualified
we
to
used
be a real
somebody
estate?
That is a family friend of Santo and I's.
Well, wouldn't Talina be a family friend?
Isn't Talina a family friend?
Talina's the best person in the entire
That's
world.
I told you we didn't get the invite to the party.
You got the invite to the wedding and then didn't show to that.
Yeah,
so.
It was a pity
Why
invite.
Did I even say
All right, so what happened with
He's
Dan?
He's a daily listener of the show.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello yeah, yeah.
Him.
Second time we went to the house, he asked what I did for work. I told him, and he's like, oh, my God, I listen every day.
So are
very
you,
nice.
I'm assuming you're gonna become a trad wife.
I mean,
what's a trad wife? Is that a
traditional?
Okay.
I don't. Well, I would love to do the sourdough, but other than that, I don't know how trad I'm going to be. But I would like to be a better cook, better baker.
Yeah.
No more city for you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be in the city plenty.
No,
you
going
won't.
Out.
Yes, I will.
No,
it's a 10-minute drive to the city.
Be home. You're going to be home at night. Two of you watching Dateline every night together. Let me tell you, it's magical.
Well,
for 20, 30 years.
Very, very exciting.
I love it.
You're gonna love it.
A leafy pot of this area, but it's 10 minutes from the
city.
Ain't no leafy pots 10 minutes from the city.
All right.
Okay. Ooh.
There is.
Did you move to Everett?
Nope.
There's a lot of Leafs out there.
There are.
Chelsea.
10 minutes.
Are you in Chelsea?
Ooh, no. Love Chelsea.
Know where all the Leafs are? Revere. Congrats.
Could be Revere.
Could be. Are you ever going to tell us?
Or? Yeah, like eventually. I just like, as we're going through the...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Process, you know, it's just... You
don't want to jinx anything.
Right.
You don't want the Wiggy jinx.
Yes, yeah.
So Greg is acting out his dream. I can't wait for next time when he's having a dream that a warm seafood tower is in danger of going bad. And Lindsay wakes up with a chunk out of her shoulder.
God. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I got a text from Lindsay.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. How terrifying is that dream thing? He ripped a chunk out of my hair.
Okay, that's exaggerated.
And I said, it seems like, do you guys have a king-size bed? It seems like you might need a king bed. And she said, we need twin beds, separate ones.
Well, I'm not going for that.
Well, that might be next.
I like them a cuddler.
Oh,
so
well.
I'm not going for twin beds. A lot of people have success in marriages with separate bedrooms. You and Santo going to do that at the new place?
No. Uh-huh. I like cuddling.
You sure?
Yeah.
I mean, you still cuddle, and then you go to sleep. People like to get a sound sleep in a separate bed.
Mm. Yeah, that ain't working.
Honestly, I won't speak for him, but for me, he doesn't really move much in his sleep. Like, he doesn't bother me during the night. Only when he, like, wakes up before me and starts listening to things
on
loud.
Separate bedrooms don't work.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy.
Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.